and son is accused of lying about his drug use in 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. The Dow had 234 points, the Nasdaq adding 170. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a nice but a short break in between storm systems. Today, the best weather of the week, very warm with a high temperature up to about 85. Mostly clear tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, another warm, dry day. 88 the high on Thursday. Look for sunshine, then clouds increasing later. Then the risk of scattered showers and storms beginning in the overnight hours, the wee hours of late Thursday night, Friday morning, overnight low 67. Rain and thunderstorms Friday. Locally heavy rainfall possible, high 82. Maybe some leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Alabama State Auditor Andrew Sorrell speaks out as an Eagle Scout about the renaming of the Boy Scouts organization. Sorrell told 1819 News that much of his leadership training as a boy came from the Boy Scouts when he joined in second grade and all the way through to becoming an Eagle Scout when he was age 17. Sorrell says he's disappointed to see this organization change its name to Scouting America in order to promote inclusiveness. Sorrell says that more Eagle Scouts need to speak out and stop the slow erosion of traditional values that has occurred within this organization. He also believes that Boy Scout leaders and volunteers here in Alabama are not going as woke as the national leaders are, and he's hoping they're going to fight to keep the values within that organization, which has been operating for over 100 years. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An employee at the James Clemens High School in Madison is now terminated from his job after being charged by police for sex with a student. 34-year-old Isaac Munoz was charged with having sexual contact with a student under the age of 19. The contract that the school had with Munoz was rescinded at the time of his arrest. The Madison City School System says that Munoz was providing counseling services to the high school. The identity of the one shooting fatality in Stockton is now released. 19-year-old Michael Anderson Jr. was taking part in May Day celebrations in that community when an argument broke out and a person fired into the large crowd of over 1,000 people. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage Pre-Approval Letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
But there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you junk cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
You conduct yourself in a democracy!
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. Whereas we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Just a humble little talk show here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Joey. Eddie Bader also here in the studio. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Joey. Good to be here.
And as it's become tradition now here on Wednesdays, let's welcome on our guest, the one, the only, Jeff Poor, of course, host of the Jeff Poor Show there at 106.5 FM in the Mobile Fairhope area, and also editor-in-chief at 1890 News. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Joey. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. So, the breaking news is it looks like there's been two debates agreed to. One, the first one will be in June between Trump and Biden on CNN. What's your reaction to this?
Why CNN? I that makes me a little uncomfortable, you know, when I first heard that. Like, how did that make it through whatever the negotiations were? But I'm kind of glad that they've cut out the middleman here, the Commission on Presidential Debates, because I always thought it was just kind of maybe 20 years ago it was quote unquote nonpartisan, but as with everything, these institutions get corrupted and they, you know, because of big power struggle, and they just don't, who they choose as moderator and so on and so forth, it's clearly there's a, almost like a fix in.
Right, and I look at, also I think there's another one agreed to, and it's going to be ABC. And it's just these corporate networks don't inspire confidence in me any longer. And there are a lot of people in, say, the right wing or on the Trump train who are very upset, I think, who agree with your sense about this, Jeff.
Yeah, and this is what Republicans do. Like, we should not enable these kinds of outlets. And it drives me crazy, even on the local level, like the hostile actors in our politics. It's always like Republicans going to go kiss their stupid ring and play by their rules. And I scratch my head, and then they'll go and complain about the liberal media, but they're enabling them by participating in their forums.
And I almost feel like the current debate formats are just absolutely worn out. It might be very well that it was Trump himself that destroyed that debate format in 2016. Because I'm thinking back to some of these debates, and they've become more about the TV presentation And I just find the discussion of ideas lackluster. I don't know if it's worth it anymore to even engage in this sort of thing.
Yeah, and just like you said, is this where people or how people are watching or making decisions? And like, what's the point of the debate? I'm not trying to be like flippant about it at all, but let's analyze what's the objective here, and you know, like, why do we? In this day and age especially, like, what are we trying to learn here? And it's not clear to me that you're really gaining anything other than you want to see how they perform maybe under pressure or something. I get it. But it's not like some kind of learning experience.
Well, and I think it's fascinating, too, that they created standards and thresholds that essentially guarantees RFK Jr. will not be up there on that stage with those two guys.
They had to go out of their way to keep it the duopoly, right?
Right, and it'll be interesting to see if RFK can get media in other venues alongside maybe even Trump. But Biden seems to be running away from RFK Jr. as much as possible, even denying the guy Secret Service protection at this point. It just, the Democratic Party, man, as much as they're Democratic, they're some of the most hardcore folks that uphold that hierarchy. Like, that, you try to get inside the Democratic Party based on merit and fair play in a democracy. I don't think that's how it works.
Well, unless, I don't know, last time we've really seen this, Joey, maybe we could say Ross Perot on the stage, right?
Right.
What was the measure there? Do we expect RFK Jr. to perform better than Ross Perot?
What did Perot end up with?
I don't know. There was some talk that I think he came closest in Alaska. What was that, 1992?
Yeah.
The popular vote was what, it was what everybody should cost the, so he had 19 million votes, 19.7 million. The winner, Bill Clinton, 44.9 million, and George H.W. Bush, 39.1 million. Is it even feasible? Is that even in range that he could get something like 20% of the popular vote or less, or somewhere in that range?
I think it depends on what happens. 20% is high, though. I would guess at best he gets over 10, and that's about it. But even that 10%, people have been talking about Ralph Nader, who only got something like 3%, and he sort of played spoiler. People still blame him for Gore losing to W. Bush in 2000.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter, but it's just as getting on the debate stage. Yeah. What is that threshold? What do you need to be polling at? What's appropriate? Because obviously you don't want like every presidential candidate up there, but you know that. You don't need to shut the other guy out either if there's a viable third party, I think.
Right, and I think they set the threshold at something like 15%. So we'll see if RFK Jr. and they have their select polls that they say are their journalistic standards. But this also seems early. Doing this in June?
Yeah, before the conventions. I don't know. I don't know what the calculus is there. Why you would do it early, but it's going to be kind of funny to watch. The Biden video on this was so ridiculous and so phony and trying. It was like really it was sort of try hard here, you know.
Oh, absolutely cringeworthy. We're going to get to that in a second. I don't know. My reaction was, oh, look, two old men said, hey, let's go to CNN. That's what everybody watches, right? And it's just, maybe the generational turnover is just not happening fast enough for my liking. Now, one guy you got to talk to this morning, I believe, is Senator Tommy Tuberville, and I hope to talk to him myself here in the near future, but he was recently right there at the courthouse standing alongside Donald John Trump. How's Tuberville doing these days, you think?
He was just there. I mean, he was in the courtroom watching this. Joey, is it weird that we have it, and I asked Tuberville about this, we're getting the play-by-play. We're getting what Cohen said. We're getting what the prosecutor's saying. We're getting what these defense attorneys are saying. We're getting even, like, what Donald Trump's mannerisms are. no one's reading the jury, though. Have you noticed that? Like, no one is talking about jury reactions. I think that's a telltale sign of what's to come. Sias Tuberville, that he says they look bored. They did not look like they were convinced at all about what Michael Cohen was saying. I'm automatically dismissive of a fair jury trial in New York City for Donald Trump, but I'm not convinced what they're doing is really working for him there either.
Yeah, I think that is definitely falling apart. And I believe Tuberville, along with Senator Britt and I think representatives from the AG's office, are doing a big roundtable today as we speak on crime. Do you think crime is going to be a big issue heading into this campaign?
Right now, it's not. Now, could that change? Yeah, it's always like a good one for Republicans to roll out. I mean, it's what won Richard Nixon in 72, all those states. I think it was just all the crime, and, you know, you run on that. I thought it would have played more of a prominent role in the 2020 cycle, seeing these riots, these BLM riots, seeing all the looting, seeing all, like, Target burning down in Minnesota. But somehow the narrative about George Floyd, which I also, like, you know, thought was fraught with problems, stuck in it, and in one day, it did what it was. They engineered it to do, and they took this unfortunate situation and hyper politicized it. But I thought for sure, Joey, when all that was going on, well, there's going to be a reaction from the right too. They're going to say, well, enough of this in my city, especially Wisconsin. We saw what happened in Waukesha. And all of that, and you think, well, this is going on in people's backyard. Like, what if in Clinton, Alabama, they were torching like the Walmart there and tearing down the downtown? And you and I are not necessarily in Clinton, but you would think the people in the state would react in a way that was like, well, we're going to go with the more pro crime and get away from some of this lunatic liberalism. But it never really was a thing.
Yeah, it never really manifests, and maybe that's something to do with the cities, even in deep red Alabama, tend to be blue, and all the rage is to talk about all the other things that might contribute to crime, not, you know, people making awful decisions despite their circumstances. And it has always struck me, it's like the one time you need the police is like when people are destroying everything, and that's when they stand back the most often in this day and age. It's nuts.
Yeah, it just is, and you see, I don't, like, the public is not, or the activist public, I should say, you and I talked about this on my show, they're searching for something in life, but they're operating on either just a lazy worldview where they haven't really thought this through, or they're misinformed or ill-informed, and that's what I just think this is like. What's going on, and it's impacting everything in such weird ways.
Do you almost think, this is a crazy thought, do you think people, even though we complain about where things are, both sides of the political aisle, think people actually have it pretty good, and thus they're satisfied despite all the troubles in life?
No, I think there's, I would call it mental illness or whatever you want to call it, but it's just human beings just look for something bigger than themselves. They can't help it. Even if they want to be like self-centered and narrowly focused, myopically focused on themselves or whatever, there is this like desire, and sometimes the two kind of overlap. But you want to be part of something. You want to be a star too at the same time. And I cannot help but think that's what's going on with some of these protests, particularly what we saw going on in Birmingham yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of confusion and groping for meaning. It seems there is also an apathy out there in the population as well. And I wonder what to make sense of this. You get these pockets of folks really engaged and energized, and then I think every day people, say the middle class, who are probably solidly Republican, they're not the ones who tend to protest. Maybe it's because they got stuff to do, but I'm wondering why folks aren't showing up. But before I let you go, I want to pick your brain on kind of this VP race. It seemed to me that everybody who was speaking, for the most part, in front of that courthouse is kind of auditioning for VP. When I look at Byron Donalds, when I look at Vivek Ramaswamy, Doug Burgum speaking yesterday as well, Who do you think, as we get closer to the conventions, is actually going to be the Veep?
I keep hearing Marco Rubio. And I don't like that pick necessarily, but if you're just playing it safe, like he's been vetted, he's kind of a proven commodity, and they had to figure out the Florida thing, but the name you're hearing a lot of over and over again is Marco Rubio. I don't know what he brings to the table, but he's the safe pick. Tim Scott would probably be an honorable mention. I don't know. Ramaswamy, I think cabinet. I think you saw some of that there. Tuberville, I don't insist he doesn't want to work in the Trump administration, but Tuberville, Steve Marshall there as well. And with the Iowa AG, I think you're seeing cabinet auditions as well.
Do you think that the Steve Marshall appearance, we had one of the contributors yesterday on the show saying it's kind of a little bit of a flex, like look at who I know, who I can stand next to, thinking about, say, down the road here in Alabama politics?
What do you think Will Ainsworth said when he saw that on right. the other day? I think the more likely outcome is this, though. I mean, the rumor is, obviously, Ainsworth versus Marshall in an Alabama gubernatorial race, and I'm sure Ainsworth's keenly aware that Steve Marshall's standing up in New York City alongside Trump. But what I would add to that is I think the more likely scenario is that Steve Marshall, I don't know about AG. If you haven't noticed, Joey, Alabama attorneys general don't do well with Trump, at least the two he dealt with Jeff Sessions and Luther Strange. So maybe the third time's a charm. But that being said, you could see that working out of Steve Marshall being in a Trump administration in some capacity for this reason alone. How many times has he had to take on the Biden administration and scored and had some W's? You want somebody in your corner there if Trump wins in November. I mean, it's just going to be lawsuit after lawsuit. Everything he does, every executive order, every breath he takes is going to be challenged to court. You got to be thinking about that and assembling a team knowing that that is coming.
He certainly needs an aggressive AG, I'll put it that way. Well, Jeff, pretty much out of time here. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, think about, how can they do so?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poor. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jeff. Again, folks, Jeff Poor there, and be sure to also check out 1819news.com. He is the editor-in-chief there at 1819news.com. What do you think at this point, Eddie? I guess we'll get into the Biden debate with Trump and this cringeworthy video. But what's your first blush hearing that, two debates have been decided, one on CNN, one on ABC?
I'm like Jeff, I don't understand how that negotiations led to either one of those two independent parties.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just at this point.
Unless Trump is just so, and you know, we know Trump, his ego is so strong.
Right. Yeah, he's just like, I'll go anywhere.
USMB.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been there. Probably going to tune in.
No, like, of course.
Just, I'm so tired of, despite them losing viewers, especially as actuarial tables are going against them. Mm-hmm. The corporate press still is around. Apparently, it's not about viewership or actual American eyeballs and ears on your programming. It has much more to do with the prestige and what connections you have with all the powerful people, important people.
Who do you think is giving them that money?
Big Pharma, number one. The defense contractor, number two.
That donor class runs as much of the media world as anything else, man.
Right. It's just, I want something, I want that surprise and that energy of 16. And like, we go back and forth on Trump, but there are moments where I think Trump might have lost that fastball, to quote DeSantis, but he's going to be the nominee. He's going to be the guy. And I really, on that jury, interesting point by Jeff Poor there, that people aren't reading the jury like they normally would in one of these national court cases. Mm-hmm. And maybe that suggests that, the jury, it only takes one person for a hung jury.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if they have the slam dunk. I will be amazed if they actually throw Trump in a prison cell because of something like that.
I can't see it. Plus, I mean, you probably watched the trial more than me. I haven't seen any damning facts that came out. I haven't seen anything that they're looking for. If anything, I see the defense kind of looking silly by even bringing this stuff in front of a judge.
Right.
And the fact that Trump calls him out daily kind of funny to me. But yesterday it did remind me of the whole apprentice deal where you look around and it's, these are my people right here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and is that your gang?
Do you like, as an Alabama citizen, do you like Tuberville being up there close, tied to the hip with Trump?
Yeesh. As a citizen of Alabama, yeah, I want a leader that is tied close to the president choice I like. But that being said, on a personal level, not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain that.
But mainly because I know, don't want to put down Donald Trump by no means, but I know at the end of the day, he burns bridges. That's a guy you just can't get close to because you're going to get burned. I don't care if you're his best friend, you know. So I worry that people lower their guard, and they you see it happen all the time. They get sucked into people like that, and then they're like, oh, he got me.
Yeah, he got me good.
Yeah.
We'll see. It seems like two old men are still, and not just them, the people backing them are holding the reins of everything. And no wonder the American people are so upset with our choices. And yet we feel under siege by the other side.
And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan of Donald Trump because right now that's what we got. But as I learned at that Donald Trump rally and we looked around that room, wasn't a lot of youth in there, Joey. There's a lot of older people that have the money that are holding the reins.
Apparently these debates will have no audience. Like, I don't mean like watching.
No,
I mean, there'd be nobody. No crowd live. It'll just be the moderators, Trump and Biden.
That takes away, to me, even more credibility. I understand why, because they feel like they can control it a little better. But the moderators, that just tells me that the moderators will 100% be in charge of this. They will not, it won't go Biden's way, but they will be a pro-Biden moderator there.
Of course.
100%. And the only chance to me that Trump had would if there was a crowd there to react, but they don't want that.
We'll see. But it's not exactly happy news today seeing all this come out. More of the same corrupt ruling class that we suspect.
But yeah, I mean, that's...
We shall see. 272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. Erica Thomas, editor-at-large there at 1819 News, coming up. Before we hit this break and get to Erica, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with that roof of yours. Doesn't matter whether it's an asphalt or a metal roof, either one you should get inspected on a regular basis.
Yep.
And here in Alabama, you might as well do it annually.
I would.
And
I do.
Here's the beautiful news. At River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates are always free.
Absolutely free.
So if this is on your annual schedule, this isn't going to cost you.
Mm-mm.
And in fact, you're going to find problems early. And that's when they're a lot cheaper to solve, number one. And it's also when your insurance company will actually play ball with you.
Correct.
If you let a problem fester for 5, 6, 7, God forbid, 10 years, they're probably going to come back and argue that, no, you've been negligent.
I kind of got a feeling they will, Joey.
And so this is why you need to go with River Region Contracting. Go with them early. And then the beautiful thing is their estimates are accurate. They get the job done in the amount of time they said they would. They don't leave a mess behind. I've seen that with contractors before.
Yeah, buddy.
But not with River Region Contracting.
Never seen it.
And their insurance specialist there. So if you have an insurance company and, you know, you've been paying those premiums, you're like, but I'm still not used to filing a claim.
Yeah.
They can walk you through that claims process, make it swift and easy. So check them out today. That number, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell the great folks there at River Region Contracting that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Mayday, mayday. More and more new vehicles are arriving most every day in May at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Please contact them and let them know what you're looking for at 285-9300. It might already be on the way. Stop by and get a great deal on a pre-owned car. Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. For over 40 years, Larry Puckett's customers have been telling their friends about the great deals and service they received at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. New cars are arriving daily. Stop by Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or give them a call at 285-9300 before you drop by. You can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com for details on all offers. Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking for over four decades. Come by and soon you'll be doing the talking too.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a nice but a short break in between storm systems. Today, the best weather of the week, very warm with a high temperature up to about 85. Mostly clear tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, another warm, dry day. 88 the high on Thursday. Look for sunshine, then clouds increasing later. Then the risk of scattered showers and storms beginning in the overnight hours, the wee hours of late Thursday night, Friday morning, overnight low 67. Rain and thunderstorms Friday. Locally heavy rainfall possible, high 82. Maybe some leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's still in the house.
How you doing, Joey?
Good. I'm doing even better now because we have 1819 News' Erica Thomas, who's the editor-at-large there, and she is joining us via the live stream. Erica, how you doing today?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Hear you very well.
Yeah, awesome. We can hear you. We can see you. Let's begin on a personal note. You, I believe, wrote about your mother for this Mother's Day for 1819 News. Let's just tell us about her.
I did. I just felt like everybody needs to know about my mom, Bonnie Huddleston. She lives in Wedowee, Alabama. Her and my father have a business there. My dad's a mechanic, and she's the boss. And so they're very hard workers. They're truly Alabama folk. They both come from Air Force families. And her story is one of the most inspirational I've ever heard. And I know that she's my mom, but I think when people read this story, they realize she truly is a special gift and a miracle.
Well, and if you had to throw one thing out there, well, I'll ask, why did you call her the little firecracker?
Well, she's only 4'11". Well, she says she's 4'11". I think she's 4'10". I joke with her about that all the time. So she is actually little. But, you know, they always say the smaller the person, the fiery they are.
Right.
She's an example of that for sure. In life, she has just always been a go-getter. She's going constantly at 110%. And even through two fights for her life with cancer, she never stopped. She just kept going. And so that's what the story is about. Her experience with cancer. And I told her, I said, I really could write a whole book, but I had to make this a short, you know, excerpt for Mother's Day. And it was really difficult because there's so much other stuff about her that is incredible and makes her a true fighter and an incredible human and just somebody that anybody would want to be inspired by. You can't help but be inspired by her because she's just incredible. So her first battle with cancer was breast cancer, and she had just lost her mom to ovarian cancer in 2001. And she wasn't really going to the doctor herself enough because she was taking care of her mom that lived an hour and a half away. And so she, after her mother passed away on Mother's Day, by the way, in 2001, she went to the doctor because she had a lump. And sure enough, it was breast cancer. And she had to go through horrible chemotherapy. At that time, it was really bad. Just very bad on her system,
right.
Her little bitty system. And she had surgery. And she came out of it, you know, fine. Just within a year, she was healed of that. And then her second cancer came along 10 years later. And that was colorectal cancer. And that fight was a lot longer, a lot more difficult for her body. Different kind of chemo. She actually had a chemo hooked to her all the time. She always had chemo in it going in her body. And she had to have multiple surgeries with that. And eventually she got to ring the bell at the doctor's office. She was cleared and in remission. And that's where she is now. She tells her story to anybody that wants to hear. But it's an incredible story of hope and survival.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it can be harrowing. I know from personal experience when that diagnosis comes down. And it's all about that spirit and that, that vigilance.
It is. And she never asked, what stage cancer am I in? How long do I have to live? Her doctor told me and my dad, like, be prepared. You need to have your affairs in order. And I remember my dad sitting me downstairs at the house and saying, look, if anything happens to your mom, I'm just going to be a hermit. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. You know, I just can't live without your mom. And we had to, you know, make sure we had all the paperwork we needed in order. And at the same time, though, she was such a faithful Christian. I just felt like no matter what happened, God was going to see us through because that's exactly what he does every time. The strength that she had, I think, definitely came from God. And I think her mom prayed that over her before she passed away. Like, I'm about to have to leave my daughter. God, take care of her. Make her strong. And that's what she's been doing. She's just been so strong the whole time. And she did say, I feel like my fight, this is different for everyone. I don't want to say, you know, everybody can survive cancer if they're positive. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Sometimes you just can't win. But for her, it was a lot to do with what was in her mind and how she handled that. And she handled it courageously. It was an incredible story. And like I said, there's so many little stories I could tell within her fight. But one of the main things that we did together was we started a program called Just a Need. J-A-N, named after my grandmother, her mom who passed away. Mm-hmm. Her name was Janice. And what it is pretty much anybody that needs something that's in the hospital or their family member that's in the hospital, we're going to help them get whatever they need. That's why it's called Just a Need. So we started doing that. And the reason that we did that was because my mom's first fight with cancer, I was 16 years old. Her second, I was 26. So, and then at the time she was helping her mom, she was 36. So we realized that no matter what age you are, no matter what stage in life you're in, when you're going through something like that, it's bad for you as a person, as a patient. But it's also really bad, no matter what age you are, for your family members. So when I was in high school, I had needs. But then, you know, 10 years later, when she had the second cancer, I had needs. I needed a gas card to get all the way to Birmingham to where she was, because I was living in Phoenix City at the time. And I needed to get there, you know. I needed help. I needed counseling when I was 16. I needed somebody to talk to. I had no one. And so that's what Just the Need offered. And then I ended up being on the Norma Livingston Ovarian Cancer Foundation board, and we adopted the Just the Need program. And even if you go to UAB, you'll see my grandmother's picture on flyers and on a big poster in the cancer center. Anyone with ovarian cancer or their family members, we can help them absolutely free of charge. If you see the teal tags on the cars, the ovarian cancer tags, that money goes to the Norma Livingston Ovarian Cancer Foundation. And that money is used for research at UAB. Also, Mitchell Cancer Center in Mobile. We're expanding all over East Alabama Medical Center. We want to help as many people as we can. And so this has really become a life mission for me and my mom. And I think if not for what she's been through, it just wouldn't have happened. And now we have helped hundreds of people.
Well, y'all are doing a beautiful thing, truly. And I know how tough it could be from personal experience, I know. Moving on, and really a beautiful thing. Y'all go check out the story there. It's at 1819 News. Just search for Erica Thomas, it should come right up. But shifting to politics here, how do you think District 2 is going to work out, in particular with this focus of where do you think Caroline Dobson is as she heads into this race against Shamari Figures?
Well, I thought it was interesting. She came last week to the Eastern Shore Republican Women's Luncheon in Baldwin County, which Baldwin County is not in District 2, but she wanted to come and speak to the neighbors and ask for their help, because that's where she is right now. She needs help. She needs Republicans to really come together. This is going to be a hard fight for her, and she's aware of that, but she's willing to put in the work. Obviously, she already has to get where she is now. She's been all over the place. I can't think of a time where I've called or emailed and she wasn't somewhere. You know, there's been days where they've gone to 8 different places, not even close, just on the road all day. And so that's where she is at this point. She's talked about the importance of this race and her position in it. You know, this is going to make a difference with representation in Washington. And so that's what everyone needs to look at. This could impact the control of the House of Representatives. So that's why it's so important for any Republican to help out, you know, just get the word out, share on Facebook, just remind people to go vote. That's going to be a big one for her. That's going to be her challenge.
Now, you covered the passing, and I think it was a surprise to folks. It was not expected, nor did he expect it. James Gregory passes away. Man.
The funniest man in America. Oh, you know, when I heard about this, I wasn't just floored. I wasn't shocked. Everybody's going to die eventually. And I remember several times where he said, you know, when I die, when anybody dies, we got to laugh about it. We got to think of the funny, think of the positive, think of the good stuff. And so I just watched some of his videos that whole night after I found out, because he really was the funniest man. I mean, he's so funny to us in Alabama because we relate to him. He's from Georgia. And some of his stories, some of them I'll never get out of my head. Every time we have a tornado in Alabama, I think, oh, y'all, put in your teeth and wear your bra, you know, because of the stuff that he has talked about, how the news always tries to come for the most ignorant looking person to put them on TV. I mean, tornadoes in Alabama are horrible things, you know. Hundreds of people lose lives, or their homes, everything they have. But he actually can make something like that give us a reason to laugh, you know. And so that was his gift, I think, is to take negative things and just really point out the common sense obvious stuff and make us laugh about it.
Yeah, and we need those folks out there, because you know going back to, you know, fighting cancer, life can have its trials and tribulations, and I think laughter continues to be, not to sound too cliche, one of the best medicines out there.
For sure.
And
actually, I got to tell you a story right quick about that. This was not in my mom's story, but here is how she laughed her way through colorectal cancer. She had to have surgery, and she had to have an ileostomy put in, which is terrible if anybody knows. It's like a colostomy bag, but it's on the upper part. And she was very upset about that. But the night before her surgery, we made huge poster board signs to go over her bed that said, "Warning, dangerous gas, and stand back." And so she wanted that so that when people came in her room, they could laugh and they could have something, you know, lighten up the mood a little bit. And so my mom, I call her Dr. Phyllis because she always helps everybody with their issues, but I could also call her the funniest woman in America.
Well, I appreciate you commemorating James Gregory in that way. And before I let you go, news for folks who might not, you know, be living in the southern part of the state, but traveling down there, no more tolls for the Beach Express Bridge. What's going
on
here?
So I've been covering for over a year the back and forth between the Alabama Department of Transportation and the Baldwin County Bridge Company. BCBC owns the Beach Express toll bridge that goes into Orange Beach. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use that instead of going down 59 because of traffic, and it's just easier to go down. But after fighting ALDOT, when they decided to build a bridge nearby that would be a taxpayer bridge, Baldwin County Bridge Company is getting out of the business there in Baldwin County. And so ALDOT is actually buying the toll bridge. And so that sale is expected to close on May 23rd, and that's when tolls will stop there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've used it many times before, but that's interesting. They're just getting out of the business. They're like, we're done with this fight. Like,
they said in the fall they felt like, you know, this bridge is going to put them out of business, but also they believe that even after the legal fight, all the money they have to pay on that, they just didn't know if they would make it through. They raised the tolls for some people last fall as well, but it wasn't enough, and they're selling now. And this sale is part of the lawsuit that they filed against ALDOT. They've been fighting. This will end that lawsuit.
Okay. Oh, so they're just kind of squashing it, saying we're done with this. We're done with the fight.
We're done.
Kind of losing money.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to fight against the state, buddy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not playing
government
fair
at all, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't play
crappy
by the same rules as the rest of
pretty
us.
Pretty crappy.
Well, I always appreciate your time, Erica. Great seeing you on the stream today, too. And if folks
great
want to check, if you want folks check out what you're writing about, think about, how can they do so?
Please head over to 1819news.com. You can see my stories and all the stories of all the reporters we have at 1819 News. We have them all over the state. We're in Montgomery, North Alabama. I'm in South Alabama with Jeff Poor. So anytime y'all want to know what's going on in the world, just check us out, 1819news.com. You can also subscribe to our daily email. You get one email each morning, and then if we have breaking news, which is pretty rare, you'll get an email about that. We're just trying to let you know, you know, people in Alabama, what you need to know about what's going on. So you can do that. And you can also actually support us. So just go to 1819news.com.
Well, thank you again, Erica. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Again, folks, that is Erica Thomas. Always appreciate having her here on the program. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. That's 272-9228. In this part of the program before we hit the break?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Pest Pro Services.
Hey, I just had Jonathan come out yesterday.
Really?
First, it's funny. I didn't tell him about the damage that I had to the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he got there, he called me immediately. He's like, I got something to tell you, Eddie. I was like, what is it? The damage? The trees that you see down? So it was great knowing. He saw the devastating news, I can still depend on him to tell me things.
Well, and it wasn't his responsibility
to
care about
that.
It was
not, by no means.
Right. But he's that considerate.
He is. He was. And so we had a little chuckle about that. And I told him again, just look around the place. If you see anything out of the ordinary, call me back. Of course, he called me back in the end, let me know everything was fine, jammed up, jelly tight, and he was on his way. But it was a great interaction, and I told Jonathan I'd give him a shout-out on the radio. He's a great guy. I really appreciate
and
it.
And what was he doing for you again?
Pest Pro was doing a mosquito treatment for me because they were starting to come back, but also it was time for my quarterly treatment anyway.
Okay.
So, and it's great. They call me up just to let me know because they know I might have guests there, so they always call me up to check in with me. And they know where the key's at. Real trust them. Professional people. Absolutely love them.
This time of year is the time to get something like that
done. Oh, man, let me tell you.
But also, like, go with Pest Pro if you're just not satisfied. Like, today, in my grandfather's place, I'm taking a shower.
Uh-huh.
And I look down, and there's a spider.
Yeah, itsy bitsy spider.
And I killed it and put it down the drain. But it was like, what's a spider doing in here? Now, in that old shoddy apartment.
He expected that.
I expected spiders and all this stuff.
He had friends in the shower.
Right. But, you know, this is a nice house. Yeah. And it's like, you know, so maybe I need to get him hip to Pest Pro there.
It's a thought, man.
Because Pest Pro Services, folks, they can help you, of course, with unique jobs like termites, mosquitoes. But if you just want general coverage and folks who are thoughtful, who go the extra mile, that's Pest Pro Services. Ashley has put together a great team there, and they really are always giving back to the community. It shows their character there. Character, in many ways, is destiny, folks. And, well, Pest Pro's been growing for good reason. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and the great team there that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Like the new ES 350, now just $535 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU 2410573999 due at signing, 5,000 mile lease. VIN number R513070645 27 due at signing, 10,000 mile lease. Both 36 months with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, dark fee. Expires 6/4/24.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner, and now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. The look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The news and views in the 8328 and talk to Babs. Hey, Babs.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I'm just going to say, am I under the impression then that Aldott is not going to build another bridge? They just bought this one?
Yeah, I think you're right, Babs. If you,
and maybe another one will come down the line, but I think that's what's happened here.
It sounds like government has forced private business out of business.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I think there's a country years ago, it was called Cuba, they used to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives on 14 here in Prattville, and they're fixing to widen 14 in that area, and they're taking part of her front yard.
Yep.
But I guess our 10 cents a gallon gas tax is helping pay for that bridge, huh? Isn't it 60 million?
It's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And I'm looking here at the write-up from Erica Thomas. She said that this is from Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan. He said he has questions about Aldott's plans to eventually make the bridge northbound only. What the H is that?
Well, that way you can build another bridge.
Well, the northbound, I guess, will be when the hurricane comes, huh?
Right. Well, then you have two bridges that you could convert to northbound. So we say it's an emergency reason that you have to do the second bridge. Yeah.
All I know is in this economy, the government doesn't fail to spend every dime they can get a hold of. But it is what it is, gentlemen, and as usual, I listen every day, seldom call in, but I love the show, okay?
Love you, Barbara.
Love y'all, too. Y'all take care.
Let's go to Kendall. Hey, Kendall, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good.
All right. All right, so I tuned in kind of late. I wasn't quite up to date with what she was talking about as far as what toll bridge got bought.
Okay, it's the Baldwin County Bridge Company sold that Beach Express Bridge, the one that gets you into Orange Beach.
Yeah, okay. I was getting kind of excited. I thought maybe they was buying the toll bridge out there in Emerald Mountain and going to close the toll bridge down there.
No,
that one's still very profitable.
Very, very convenient. Much so.
Yeah. It's convenient, but
it's a tiny toll bridge, too.
Doesn't matter.
Three lanes that make send that many people through a day. I mean, that bridge paid for itself tenfold by now.
You ain't kidding. Well, honestly, now's the time to sell it then because it probably needs some maintenance.
See, I go back and forth on roads, how everybody does the use taxes. And but some of these private roads like that are based on tolls.
Yeah.
Is at least the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge in pretty good upkeep?
It is, actually. And they close it regularly when they have issues with the flood and things like that. So they.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
I'm honestly surprised that casino back there hasn't bought it yet.
I just, you're right, and I kind of always assumed they owned it until a couple months ago. Somebody told me they don't.
Yeah, they do not.
Yeah, I was surprised. I assumed they bought that. That was the whole reason they bought it, I thought.
But you still got to pay to take the short way home.
That's true. All right, well, thank y'all so much for clarifying that.
No problem. Thanks, Kendall.
272922.
I'm surprised the casino hadn't bought that, man, because that is a money maker.
Yeah, it is. Man, I have fond memories of Emerald Mountain.
Yeah?
We had a buddy who lives up there in high school, middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so much fun with the golf cart. Our little stupid little rock band we put together.
Yeah.
Like, it was a day and age of Jackass. So everybody had a video camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so we were making stupid videos and really getting into trouble. Those fond memories of messing around
What kind
up
of
there.
Trouble did you guys get into?
I think we did ruin somebody's front yard with the golf cart.
that's just landscaping.
What I mean by trouble is like not trouble with the law, but I got to feel that guy wanted to hurt us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I can't blame him.
You know, honestly, I'm the same way. As a kid, I didn't think nothing of that.
Yeah, just rain or something, just doing wheelies.
As an adult, I'll kill you. You mess up my yard. I take that very personal. But as a kid, I was like, what are you talking? It's just grass. It'll grow back.
Well, we got to hit our top of the hour break. Andrew Szymanski is councilman, or counselor, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But city councilman here